Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saying Iran is not living up to the spirit of the two-year-old nuclear agreement it signed with Western powers, President Trump has unveiled a new U.S. strategy toward Tehran.
We got weak inspections in exchange for no more than a purely short-term and temporary delay in Iran's path to nuclear weapons. What is the purpose of a deal that, at best, only delays Iran's nuclear capability for a short period of time? This, as President of the United States, is unacceptable.
Mr. Trump stopped short of pulling the United States out of the 2015 deal involving Iran, permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany and the European Union. A U.S.-Canadian family has left Pakistan, headed for the U.K. after 5 years in Taliban captivity. Acting on a tip from the U.S., Pakistani troops rescued the family. Nafees Zakaria is the Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesperson.
Both sides, both U.S. and Pakistan, they have agreed to remain engaged in the future as well for a better cooperation and better understanding of each other's concerns and also how to deal with the challenges.
U.S. officials offer the same sort of comment. U.S. military officials are urging Kurdish and Iraqi forces gathered on the outskirts of the disputed oil-rich city of Kirkuk to, in their words, tone everything down as Kurdish officials continue to warn of an imminent Iraqi invasion. Iraqi forces enter the territories. Peshmerga leadership says it will be considered an act of aggression. This is VOA News.